Good evening. This is what I wrote 2 days ago on the 11th. I'm going to read it out to you. It's just called Gaza, 11th of October, 2023. My heart is heavy. I'm angry and sad. I have things to say, obviously. I've been banging this drum for nearly 20 years. My message is simple. All these years, it's felt to me almost as if we're deaf to Mother Nature's calls for equal human rights for all our brothers and sisters. Equal human rights being the only antidote to war. Last Saturday, we listened to allegations of war crimes. I condemn them unreservedly. I have a Palestinian friend, Lama Al-Ariya. She lives in Beirut. She texted me in the middle of the night to tell me that 11 members of her family, including a 2-year-old cousin, were killed by Israeli bombing as they sat in the dark in Gaza on Sunday night. Naomi Klein, in an article in The Guardian yesterday, said, "This cannot be allowed to go on." I agree with Naomi Klein. Here's my suggestion of what should be done. It's only an opinion. This is what should be done. One, there must be an immediate and permanent ceasefire. No more killing by anyone, Hamas and the IDF included. So what next? How to prevent future bloodshed? Two, get round a big table and hammer out the bones of a one-state solution to this whole unholy mess. One based on respect for equal human rights under international law. A new state with equal human rights for all its citizens, irrespective of their ethnicity or religion or previous nationality. This new state would be an, I've written this in italics, an actual real democracy. Three, my suspicion is that the new state's constitution would need to include provision for truth and reconciliation hearings like they had in post-apartheid South Africa. Four, a side issue. Obviously, the Golan Heights are not part of any of this. They are part of Syria, where they belong. So that's the dream. My heart is still heavy. I weep for all my brothers and sisters in the Holy Land, Muslim, Christian, Jewish, Druze, agnostic, and atheist alike. Can we all look forward together to a world without war? Do we believe in universal human rights or not? Do we dream of a world where all men and women are equal under the law or not? My father, 1914 to 1944, dreamed that dream. He died in Italy, fighting the Nazis to defend that dream. I dream that dream too. No ifs, no ands, no buts. I dream that dream too. So, to whom it may concern, please stop love her.